Om Sri Sai Ram. I offer my humble pranams at Swami's lotus feet. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, Sai Ram to all of you and greetings on this auspicious day of Vijayadashami. As I stand here to recount the significance of this occasion and perhaps offer and present my observations, thoughts and feelings, I realize that this is a day of many dimensions and meanings. Firstly, today is a day of immense mythological significance. According to sacred lore, today is the day when Durga achieved her victory after 9 days of fierce battle with the demon Mahishasura. Tradition also holds that this is the day when Lord Rama vanquished the demon king Ravanasura. Thus, all the legends point out that today is a day of celebration of the victory and triumph of good over evil. As an outward expression of this victory, traditionally, today is also considered a day of new beginnings. People often start, it is not uncommon to see people start new ventures in the hope that the victory the gods achieved on this day would rub off and perhaps shine on their more earthly ventures and endeavors. But deeper, on an inner level, today is a day of rededication, where we reaffirm to ourselves that in our battle, in our eternal struggle against the inner demons, our baser instincts, and thereby hope to turn closer towards our true divine selves. Needless to say, today is a day of festivity, of celebration and rejoicing. Throughout the whole of our country and perhaps even beyond its borders, the past few days have seen such festivity of grandeur and at a scale that few other events can boast of. Verily, India has composed a symphony of song, color, dance and devotion. And today, this Vijayadashami day is its climax, its crescendo. I have mentioned earlier that today is a day of new beginnings. Almost in direct contrast to this, today is also a day of culmination. And this holds true more so in Prashanti Nilayam. Vijayadashami does not see only the conclusion of the Navaratri celebrations, but it also sees the finale of two activities, namely the Vedapurusha Saptaha Jnana Yajna and the Prashanti Vidwan Mahasabha. And perhaps it would do now to dwell, if but only briefly, on these two time-honored traditions instituted by Bhagwan himself. First, the Yajna. There are several Yajnas described in the Vedas dedicated to various aspects of the divine. The Vedapurusha Saptaha Jnana Yajna, conducted here for over 50 years in Prashanti Nilayam, is special among these because it is designed by and dedicated to the Vedapurusha himself, who is none other than our Swami. Seeing the daily proceedings and the various activities such as the Surya Namaskar or the Parayanam of the various sacred texts and also the various offerings made into the sacrificial fire, a question arises. What is the purpose of these rituals? What indeed is the aim of such a yajna? Is it for any material benefit? Swami has provided the answer. According to Swami, the aim of this yajna and indeed of all yajnas is but one, the welfare of the world. And truly, this entire yajna may be summarized in these few Sanskrit hymns. Bhaskarat Arogyam Ichet, Shriyam Ichet Hutashanat, Ishwarat Jnanam Anvichet, Moksham Ichet Janardanat. These four verses mean that Lord Aditya or Bhaskara is the one whom we should approach for health. And the Surya Namaskara done daily as part of the Vedapurusha Saptaha Jnana Yajna bestows not only upon the performer but also is also intended to bestow health upon the entire of creation. The various offerings made to Lord Hutashana, who who is none other than Lord Agni, or the sacrificial fire, is meant to bestow prosperity upon everybody. The Sahasra Lingarchana and the Rudra Homam as part of the Yajna is again for the bestowing of wisdom upon not only the audience but also to the entire of humanity. And finally, the worship of Lord Janardana, who is in fact the Yajna Swarupa himself, as the verse Yajna Vai Vishnu who says, indeed, this entire Yajna is for the ultimate deliverance and liberation of everybody. This morning, we had the opportunity to witness and be part of the Purnahuti celebrations of this grand ritual. What is the purpose of this Purnahuti? As the name suggests, Purnahuti is to render complete, or as in Sanskrit, Paripurna, the entire Yajna, and it is meant to act as a compensatory ritual for any of the mistakes or errors that might have crept in during the performance of the Yajna. It is said that the occurrence of rains during or after the Yajna are a sign of the divine benediction, blessings and grace of the gods. And indeed, those of us who are here in Parthi for the last few days, as we can attest, Parthi has witnessed as is usual during the performance of this Yajna every year, bountiful rains, a clear evidence and sign that Swami is happy and His grace is upon us. The second activity that Swami has instituted during the Dasara festival is the Prashanti Vidvan Mahasabha. Over the years, this year included, we have seen a gathering of the erudite, the wise and the scholarly who disseminate wisdom and share their experiences with Swami, with all of us. This is so that we can have a new insight into how to lead our lives. But along with this flow of jnana, we also have musical renditions, as we shall have today, and also dance performances of a devotional nature that are intended to, and I am sure, instill bhakti or devotion to the Lord. It is my humble opinion that these two activities that are conducted year after year during the Dasara are part of Swami's larger mission of Vedarakshana and Vidvat Poshana, the revival of the Vedic traditions as well as the nurture of learning. Before I conclude, I pray to Swami that we who are witness to and part of these two sacred traditions during the Dasara, may He bless us with His divine grace, and so that we always move closer, ever closer towards Him. It is now my pleasant duty to introduce and welcome today's speaker, Professor S. Shivasankara Sai, the Director of Prashanthi Nilayam Campus and Dean of the Faculty of Sciences. Professor Shivasankara Sai joined the erstwhile Arts and Science College, Vrindavan, Whitefield, in the year 1976 for his PUC. He then went on to complete his BSc there at Vrindavan, wherein he was the recipient of the All-Rounder Gold Medal. He then joined for his MSc in Physics in 1981 as the first batch of students in the Prashanthi Nilayam campus. Subsequent to this, he joined the university's PhD program in the year 1985, after which he joined the institute as a faculty member of the Department of Physics. Subsequent to this, he was appointed as warden of the Prashanthi Nilayam campus for 17 years until the year 2011. Professor Shivasankara Sai has also served as the head of the Department of Physics for 5 years, and as already mentioned, he is the current director of the Prashanthi Nilayam campus and the Dean of Sciences. Apart from all of this, he has had a variety and a number of experiences with Bhagwan, which I hope he will be sharing with all of us today. and is also seen as a mentor figure for many students who are in awe of and wonder at his boundless enthusiasm and his energy. Without much ado, I now welcome Professor Shivashankara Sai to the podium. Thank you, Sai.
ఋతం తపః సత్యం తపః శ్రుతం తపః శాంతం తపో దమస్తపః శమస్తపో దానం తపో యజ్ఞం తపో భూర్భువస్వర్బ్రహ్మైతదుపాస్యైతత్తపః గణేశాయ నమః సరస్వత్యై నమః శ్రీగురుభ్యో నమః హరిహి ఓం. ఆఫరింగ్ మై హంబుల్ సాల్యుటేషన్స్ అట్ ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ బిలవెడ్ లార్డ్ హూ ఇస్ ద వెరీ యజ్ఞ పురుష హూ రిసీవ్స్ ద ఆఫరింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద యజ్ఞ విచ్ హస్ జస్ట్ కల్మినేటెడ్ దిస్ మార్నింగ్. వి ఆర్ at the very end of Navaratri celebrations at Prashanthi Nilayam. Let me recall one occasion when Bhagwan was talking to the students, and what the students and devotees, all of us, should imbibe from these festivals. Bhagwan came back to Vrindavan after the Dasara festival, and he came to the hostel. He was interacting with the students and said, "What have you learned from the yajnam which you have witnessed?" The student said, "Swami, we have experienced your love. We have experienced, you know, the nice chanting of Rudram during those 7 days." Swami said, "If you say that it has rained heavily in the night, in the morning the mud has to be wet. The mud has to be wet, then only you can say it was a downpour the previous night." He said, "Similarly, if you have attended Swami's discourses and listened to the discourses of elders and participated in the yajnam, then there should be some change in you. Just like the mud becomes wet when it is soaked in rain water, your hearts should be soaked in Bhagwan's teachings. That is the lesson which you need to imbibe." And Bhagwan went on to say, "You can pick up anything which you like, anything which has touched your heart. The one which has touched my heart when I was listening to Bhagwan's discourses during this Navaratri festival was that of work is worship." Bhagwan in numerous occasions has mentioned about this. Let me recall again why this became very, very special and attracted my attention. Bhagwan called some of the drama boys, the convocation drama boys, to the interview room. I was then the warden of the hostel. And I, along with few elders, were also there in the inside, in the interview room. Bhagwan gave some instructions regarding the drama, convocation drama. Swami used to personally guide the drama, script writing and everything. His guidance was there all through, as it has been and it is and it will ever be. After completing whatever instructions he had to give to us, Swami asked his typical manner, any doubts? Ask any doubts. And then all of us were trying to ask whatever doubts we had. And the students were given the first chance. And then there was one industrialist was there in that group, the elders. He said, Swami, I have a small question. Swami said, ask. Swami, I'm an industrialist. My profession does not allow me to think of you always. Only on Sundays when I get time, I go to bhajans and think of you. Swami, when I retire, I want to spend all my time thinking about you. Is that the correct approach, Swami? Very genuine question. Very sincerely, he wanted an answer from Bhagwan. Bhagwan, till then, was very jovial and he was talking and became suddenly stern. He asked him, how many years you have been coming to Puttaparthi? This gentleman said, Swami, last 20 years I've been coming and listening to your discourses, Swami. That's why I have the urge to lead a spiritual life. Oh, 20 years we've been coming to the Puttaparthi and listening to my discourses. I said, what do you want to achieve? I said, Swami, I want mukti. Very simple, straightforward plea from a devotee. And Swami said, very, very sternly, he said, even in 1,000 births, I will not grant you mukti. If you separate your professional life from spiritual life. Very profound statement. He said, even in 1,000 births, I will not give you mukti if you separate your professional life from your personal or spiritual life. He said, transform the work into worship. That is dear to me. I will give you mukti in this very life. This has happened. It was such an eye-opener for all of us who are present. Bhagwan continues to mention this in all his discourses. He said, you don't have to do many great things. Whatever you are doing, offer it to me. Work will then be transformed into worship. We don't require anything else. So this is very, very beautiful lesson which I have learned from our Bhagwan's discourses. We were all reminded about this great statement. Work is it's in itself a worship. In my opinion, the Dasara festival Bhagwan uses to highlight the Bharatiya culture, the sacred traditions, the sacred rituals which our Indian culture has is not known to many of us, more so students. Bhagwan uses the Navaratri festivities to highlight and to mention to all of us the richness of our culture, Bharatiya culture. Every ritual has a science behind it, a logic behind every act which is performed in our rituals, in our tradition. And then we get to see these things in festivals like Dasara festival, which we have just seen through. So, talking about Bharatiya culture, Bharatiya Samskruti, as Bhagwan often tells, I am reminded about three words which Bhagwan, three rhyming words which Bhagwan uses. Prakruti, Vikruti and Samskruti. And Bhagwan gives a beautiful definitions for each of them. He said, Prakruti are the nature, our innate nature. Is when somebody does good to you and you reciprocate. See, somebody gives you some handkerchief which has fallen, he says, thanks. Swami often tells this. Said, when somebody does good to you, to us, and then we reciprocate and then do good to them. That is our sahaja prakriti, or our natural nature. Our nature is that. And Swami defines vikruti, a deformation or, you know, opposite of prakriti. If somebody harms you or somebody does good to you, you actually do harm to him. That is vikruti nature. It is not our true nature. If somebody does good to you, at least be good to them. Well, if they do bad, of course, tit for tat, we always try to, you know, give back to him. But vikruti is, if somebody does good to you, you actually do not remember that and then do harm to him. Swami says it is the vikruti nature. Swami said you have to leave both prakruti and vikruti. Said you have to become samskruti. Samskruti is the refinement. He says even if somebody does harm to you, do good to him. That is the real Bharatiya Samskruti, Swami says. And then often he quotes a very popular poem from Sumati Satakam. He says, Upakariki nupakaramu viparitamu gadu seya vivarim pangan apakariki nupakaramu nepamannaka seyuvadu dhanyudu Sumati. Upakari means the one who actually helps you or who does good to you. To do good to him is not such a great thing. But to do good to the person who does harm to you is the real great one. And Swami wants us to develop that habit because that is our samskruti. It is much above our prakruti even. So Bhagwan uses this Navaratri festival to highlight these subtle truths which are embedded in our Bharatiya culture. Dasara also has two beautiful experiences I remember connected with Dasara. I would like to narrate. In one of them, I was a direct witness. Is a very famous, well-recorded story of Brigadier Bose. It was 1998. I was on the stage of Purnachandra as a Vedam student. I was also very happy to be there because Swami gives that blessings to all the Vedam boys. And then we were sitting there after chanting. Bhagwan took the offering, you know, the Purnahuti which we witnessed this morning. Bhagwan stands there and then offers that Purnahuti. He is the one who conducts, he is the one who accepts the Yajna Karta and Yajna Bhokta. So the Purnahuti function was over and the pandits had gone to fetch the water, the sacred water, and then Bhagwan was giving his discourse. We were all sitting behind the Bhagwan's chair. And I remember that Swami completed his poem, the first poem which he usually starts his discourse with. And then Professor Nanjanay Garu was translating. And even as he was translating the very first, you know, first few lines of the poem, we see a commotion, a big commotion, which happened in the Purnachandra Hall, the gents' side, and Brigadier Bose was sitting next to the grill of the gent's side, from where around that Christ burst which is there. And then everybody was, they knew that Brigadier Bose had fallen, and there was a lot of commotion and people were trying to take him out and so on. Swami saw that commotion, and then Swami, as Professor Nanjunde Garu was translating, stopped and went to that place and revived him. We were a witness to that. It's such a sweet memory which I cherish as part of the Dasara or the Vijay Dasmi festival, which was celebrated in 1988. Yet another story which I remember, which I've heard from my seniors in Vrindavan. Again, an equally scintillating story, experience of Ramabharmam Garu, the caretaker of Vrindavan for many, many years. Ramabharmam Garu was very, very old, ardent devotee of Bhagwan. He used to take care of fields and also the Vrindavan Swami's residence. He had the desire to come and participate in the Dasara Yajnam. And Bhagwan, because being the caretaker, he had to be there all through there only, so he never had a chance to come to Parthi and witness Dasara Yajnam fully. So that summer, when Swami went to the Vrindavan, he prayed to Swami for permission to come and then witness Dasara Yajnam in full. Swami granted him that boon. Swami said, come and then witness. And the following Dasara festival, he was there. And then very, very devoutly, he attended all the 6 days of the Yajnam. And the 7th day, he knew that Bhagwan would create Navaratnas and then also offer in the fire, sacred fire, during the Purnahuti time. You would have seen in the videos, Bhagwan generally creates Navaratnas and then offers in the Yajnakundam. So he wanted to see that very closely and then really feel blessed about that. So he, sort of being a very elderly man and also a very known personality, he somehow parked himself on the Purnachandra stage, one corner of the Purnachandra, so that he can get a very, very close darshan and enjoy the festival. And then Swami, as usual, came out, went round, blessed the devotees and came onto the stage and saw him on the stage. Swami became very angry and then told him, what, Ramabrahmam, what have you got to do here? Go out, go, sit in the devotees. He literally shouted at him. Ramabrahmam Garu, poor man, felt very, very sad. And then he wanted to witness, and he had taken Swami's permission earlier, but still Swami has shouted at him. He was feeling more bad, because on this sacred day, just before the Purnahuti, he has infuriated the Lord. He was feeling very, very bad. But then Swami gave him no chance. He said, go. Ordered him to go. Ramabharmam Garu went out and then went and then sat in the midst of devotees, because anyway, in the front portion of the Purnachandra was already full by then, and then went and sat in the midst of the devotees. And that Purnahuti function continued. And then this Swami, the actual offering of this sacred offering, which is put into a red cloth, a silken cloth, with all the ritualistic ingredients, all were put into that, and then Swami put that one in the fire, and then Swami created the Navaratnas and put it in the fire. And then after that, as you had seen today, they put ghee, and then of course they chant further mantras, and then the flames rose because the ghee was put, lot of ghee was put. And then Mr. Ramabharmam Garu fulfilled his desire of seeing Vishwa Virat Swarupa of Bhagwan. At that time, when the flames were just in front of Bhagwan was Bhagavan's seat was there behind the Yagnakundam, as you would have seen today also. And then he saw Bhagavan's stature growing, and then the Vishwarupa Darshanam, which the Arjuna had in the battlefield, which the Krishna, Bhagavan Krishna, showed to Arjuna in the battlefield, was seen by Rama Brahmangaru. Then he knew why Bhagavan sternly ensured that he goes there to and gets a beautiful vision. He saw Bhagavan growing in size and occupying the entire Purnachandra and beyond. That was the love of Bhagavan for his devotees. Rama Brahmam Garu was a karma yogi, and he wanted to just witness the karma, upasana and jnana. All three we get during these Navaratri festival. Swami ensures that we imbibe. But if we consciously are aware of this one, we gain lot more. I would only recall one more small thing which Bhagavan has mentioned about two types of yajnas, the antar yajna and bahir yajna. Swami says, today we have seen the closing, the samapti of the bahir yajnam. Swami says, your antar yajnam does not end. In antar yajnam, wherein you should offer all your thoughts in the altar of fire of your mind. So this yajnam continuously goes on in our minds. Bhagavan says the samapti or the completion occurs only when you achieve sama or equal mindedness. Only when we achieve, apti is the one forgetting the things. If you have got the equal minded balance in life, then only it is a true samapti of the yajnam, the antar yajnam, which Bhagavan tells. So let us pray to our Lord, the Yajna Purusha, to shower his blessings so that we are all on this path, the Sai path, which he has laid for all of us. May Bhagavan's blessings be on all of us. Sai Ram. Thank you.
We will now have a music recital by noted violinist Kalaimamani Yambar S. Kannan and his team of fellow musicians. Kalaimamani E.S. Kannan initially trained under Sri Subbanna Bhagavatar and then Sri Vithal Ramamurthy on the violin. Subsequent to this, he received advanced lessons under Padma Shri A. Kanyakumari. He is a recipient of various awards, including the Kalaimamani Award from the Government of Tamil Nadu in the year 2009, the Shanmukhananda Sangeeta Shiromani from the Shanmukhananda Sangeet Sabha, Mumbai, also in 2009, and the Yuva Puraskar Bismillah Khan Award by the Sangeet Natak Academy, New Delhi, in the year 2010. Sri Kannan has had the opportunity to play in Swami's Divine Presence in the year 2006, where Swami blessed his instrument, the violin. This, as he narrates, is a very proud moment in his life and a memory that he shall always cherish. Sri Kannan is also an A top grade artist of All India Radio. He is also an adept in the Western style of music and is the founder of the fusion ensemble Crossroads. Alongside him on the keyboard and the Roli C board, we have K. Satyanarayanan, an A grade artist of All India Radio for the keyboard. Sri Satyanarayanan has performed with legends such as Yani, Shivamani and Grammy Award winner Vishwamohan Bhatt, among others. He is also the recipient of several awards including being the Asthana Vidwan of Kalahastishwara Temple in Andhra Pradesh. We now have Sri Ganapati Subramanian on the Mridangam and the Tabla. He began his training at the tender age of 5, learning under his guru, Sri Ramamurthy Iyer. He then learnt Tabla under Sri Tulasi Dasan. Sri Ganapati has had the opportunity to work alongside leading music directors such as A.R. Rahman, Ilai Raja and M.S. Vishwanathan, among others. The final musician in this ensemble is Sri Ilavarasan Thambidurai, who will be performing on the electronic drum pad. Sri Ilavarasan has been performing from the young age of 13 and has participated in over 100 concerts in the past one decade, both outside and within India. He has also worked with several popular bands and has participated in a world record concert in 2014 under noted percussionist Shivamani. Sairam.
Thank you. Thank you. Gajanana, Gajanana.
जगदीश्वरी दया करो मां, जगदीश्वरी दया करो मां, शिव शंकरी कृपा करो मां, शिव शंकरी करो मां, साईं श्री रक्षा करो मां, साईं श्री रक्षा करो मां, परति श्री भला करो मां, शिव शंकरी कृपा करो मां, शिव शंकरी कृपा करो मां, जगदीश्वरी दया करो मां, शिव शंकरी कृपा करो मां, साईं श्री रक्षा करो मां, परति श्री भला करो मां, शिव शंकरी कृपा करो मां, शिव शंकरी कृपा करो मां,
Jagadishwari daya karo ma. Manasa bhajare guru charanam. Manasa bhajare guru charanam. Manasa bhajare guru charanam.
गोपाला हे घनश्याम, गोपाला
satya sai hare bhakta janam rakshak bhakta janam rakshak sarsi maheshwara om jay jagadish hare shashi vadana shikara sarva pranapati swami sarva pranapati ashrita kalpalatika ashrita kalpalatika aparbandhava om jay jagadish hare mata pita guru devamu mariyantayu neeve swami mariyantayu neeve nada brahma jagannatha nada brahma jagannatha nagendra sharana om jay jagadish hare ओंकार रूप ओजस्वी ओंकारी महादेवा सत्य साई महादेवा मंगल हारती अंदुत मंगल हारती अंदुत मंगल गिरिहारी ओम जय जगदीश हरे नारायण सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम जय सद्गुरुदेवा नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण 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 ओम नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम जय सद्गुरुदेवा नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण 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 ओम नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम
सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु
साई बाबा जी की जय।